In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day, or new shoes for her favorite salsa class, or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
What's up?
Yes, sir. I can get my thing in the hole. Headphones. Yeah, I should say headphones.
Just couldn't find it.
Headphone cord. You know, the funny thing is, I get my headphones out, I lay them here. For some reason, I don't plug them in until right when we go on there. So I'm just sitting here with my headphones on.
Well, I
not
think,
plugged in, though.
Yeah, I think we get in the habit of, they get pretty loud. So like, you know, it's easier just to unplug them and like, oh, it's loud.
True.
Why is it so loud, man?
I like it that way. I ain't hard of hearing. I just, I like loud in my ears.
Not hard of hearing. From?
Hard.
Hard from hearing.
Hard of hearing.
Hello.
Hard of hearing. Harder.
Hard from hearing. He said it, not me.
Talk more. I'm getting lightheaded the more you talk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's real. I was just sitting here like, nah, 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 nah. I was like, I don't hear anything yet.
Yes, yeah. It was interesting what you were talking about off the air. I'll just forget about it because I had questions.
God, I have.
Like, I got questions about that. I got to write
down.
Oh,
we talked about so much. Can you not say it now? It's okay.
It was about the card you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, I mean, I will find it and send it to you. So there's this, and I don't have it, so it's not like I'm saying this to try to hype it up on the radio or anything, but there's a, well, now that if I say it, it's going to look bad. I'm not saying it. You almost worked me into a shoot.
Yeah, I didn't want you to.
Well, I saw it, okay? I mean, you see it. You can't say you didn't see it. It ain't like you was looking for it. But anyway, you know, I collect ball cards and sports cards and stuff, and I was telling Fatboy that I saw this one yesterday, and I was like, gosh, that is unbelievable. I'll screenshot it and send it to you. Anyway, it's a Walt Disney card from, let me see, hold on, I'm already sending it to you now, 1938.
I heard it. Oh, there it is.
1938, and it's a bubblegum card, or I guess you'd call it. Anyway, it's for Mickey Mouse, and it's called Mickey Mouse Goes to Africa, and he's like on a expedition, like a hunting one and stuff, and in this one particular card, boy, they take some liberties with stuff, man.
Yeah, don't really know what's going on, but I don't know if I'd get that one.
Yeah, C Page, that's what it looked like right there. I know. I'm like, gosh.
Send that to PSA. They're going to be like, bro, like, really?
Dude, really? Did you make this? Like, they would have never made something like this.
Did you make it?
Is this a custom card you made? Like, nah, bro.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to have a custom one on there. It's going to have me on it. What were the other questions you had? Anything? Or you just wanted to show that I had been looking at racist cards?
I couldn't figure out what the tie-in was.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the particular...
The character that... Yeah. I mean, this is one of those... I mean, like, what was Mickey Mouse's first name was Mortimer.
Mortimer.
Yeah. Walt had that idea in his brain for years. Like, I'm going to make this animated mouse named Mortimer Mouse. And... You know, that was a Morty, Mortimer. That was kind of a name back in the 20s and 30s. I mean, it's still a name, I suppose. But anyway, his wife, whatever her name was, Ellen? I don't know.
I don't even know.
Was it Princess?
Waltina,
I don't know. But anyway, it might have been Goofy was his wife's name. But anyway, she's like, kids can't say Mortimer. And neither can I, really, Walt.
Sound like you're deaf when you're Mortimer.
Now, get in here. So she convinced him to change his name to Mickey, but not to stop drawing racist cartoons.
I thought about, you tell me if you've done this before, or I'm sure people have. Like when somebody puts up a celebrity yearbook for auction, they don't think about, like I'm thinking about seeing who's in it. And seeing if they signed it.
Yeah.
So you can cut the autograph.
Well, you shouldn't cut the autograph, though. It's worth more as a whole.
In the book?
Yeah.
With all these other people nobody knows?
Yeah, because then that puts it in the place of, oh, okay, so this was signed.
Okay.
Their senior year of high school. Like, Leaf used to make the, you know how they have the Army-Navy game, but not, they used to, and they may still have it, where it's like promising high school prospects.
Yeah.
They wear like these weird camouflage-looking jerseys and stuff. People like Sammy Watkins and
the All-American Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah.
Marcus Lattimore, all those guys played it, and they had
Travis Lawrence.
They had Travis. They had actually, he's in there. But they would make rookie cards of them in high school, and they'd get them like autographed and stuff. And so I've got a bunch of those that are signed by guys who went on to be huge, but they have their high school signature, and it's like they wrote their full name, and sometimes it's like they're in the fifth grade the way they write and stuff.
Can we get those now? Are there any up-and-coming prospects around here we can...
I don't know.
Because we can probably get them from their parents.
Who was I thinking about the other day? I was like, God, they are... He's from Spartanburg. He played Major League Baseball and for the Padres, I want to say.
Padres.
Oh, crap. I can see his face. I don't know how to describe that in the Google.
I know there was a Red Sox pitcher from Spartanburg years ago. I forgot who it was.
God, I can't remember. But, it's cool. I would leave it in the yearbook, though. But most of those you ever find are not signed. They're usually overprints or, I'm talking about boring stuff right now. They're usually overprints or salesman samples.
I just wonder what the flip was on it.
Remember, I had the one from Auburn. It was Bo Jackson's senior year, and then had Frank Thomas in there as a freshman, I want to say. And then I had Bo autograph it. And he's like, I'm paraphrasing, like, where are the other signatures at? I was like, man, this must have been a salesman copy, because ain't nobody signed it. Either that or the person who owned it was a nerd. Didn't have anybody sign it.
I just, man.
I have no friends.
I wish the guy would call back who called us months ago trying to get Neil going for his kid in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder how that – did somebody get in your ear to get it started? Did you, like, take it upon yourself to – not a bad idea.
No.
Especially if the kid can go to college or anything, so go ahead and get on it.
But you just don't want to turn it into the whole it's your dream and not theirs, you know.
Yeah, and it gets weird. Like in North Carolina, you can't do that. High school kids can't make money off it. Which is, I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know how you expect them to train all year long and then also work a part-time job and all that crap. Yes, Steven Duggar is who I'm thinking of.
That's not the guy who got in trouble for the underage videos?
No. I don't think so. He played for Clemson.
So probably
not. Oh, I'm thinking of a different Duggar. Think about like
Steven.
The Duggar family?
The Duggars.
Oh, you might be.
Teach Me How to Duggar, I think was
teach
the name of the show.
Teach Me How to Duggar. Did you teach me how to Duggar? He is from... wow, he says he lives in Moore, South Carolina.
What? Let's go to his house.
Dude, we have a Major League Road Baseball trip. Player living in Moore, which is like...
Why don't we get him here to the studio?
I mean, well, he's probably in the bed.
Oh.
Well, he's probably over in the Cactus League right
well,
now.
I don't
right?
know if he still plays, though.
Oh, okay.
He needs to come sign our wall.
Get your ass in here if you're within a shouting distance.
Oh yeah, I think he's think he finished up in 22.
I mean, you should be up now anyway. You know, I mean, damn.
Who sleeps in?
What are you doing?
Was born the year I graduated high school. That sucks.
Oh, yeah, look up his see how much money he made.
Oh, well, y'all do it.
Be curious.
Y'all, y'all do it.
Be curious to see
what kind of signing bonus he got.
Ooh.
Yeah, like
it might not have got one because he stayed in school the whole time. I mean, usually that's what happens.
God, I'm glad this isn't public information for like, you know, everybody's
everything.
Job.
Let's see. He got a 1 year deal for $730. You imagine you're going to breakfast or something, you hear somebody talking about you and then reporting how much money you made.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's doing all right. He's been signing $500,000 contracts since 15.
Yeah, he made more than I'll ever make. I'll give him that. And he's 31.
Oh yeah, he's got so much left.
Said he finished up at Dodger. Plus I'm sure he pumped a lot into Social Security at once. To where if it's still around when he's 70, you can take a full check. Unless Lindsey Graham gets his way and wants to raise it again like Nikki Haley wanted to raise it.
Oh boy. Boy, he is just like an entity. Like
I love how people hate on him because they always vote for him. He always wins.
But he's not consistent with the way he votes and the way he talks about stuff.
I can't figure out the math because as many people say they hate him and boo him at rallies, like he wins by like way more than the people that hate him.
Wait, so listen to this is funny. Let me see what that, yeah, we got a minute. I saw this this morning. I was like, I should stick this in somewhere because me and you can feel a complete different fat boy about this. Anyway, ooh. The UN, which I don't know that they're to be trusted. The UN says that Earth's population is much, much higher than they are reporting. Now, I feel the complete opposite. I think they say there's more here than there actually is or are.
The numbers never make sense.
No, no.
Well, plus, people don't sign all the census, right? So they don't really know.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell, though. I mean, we've been paying people's Social Security, and they've been dead for 50 years. So how would they know? I mean, how would they know?
It's such an antiquated way to figure out the population, the way they're doing it, or have been doing
it. Well, that's what a death certificate does, right? Shouldn't that be filed through the federal government as well?
I don't know why that even has to be a government thing.
The death certificate?
Yeah.
Oh, it absolutely has to be.
Why?
It's because people go missing every year.
Well, that would be... I think that's combining law and government together. And I don't think that really, you know... Like a sheriff shouldn't... Why should a sheriff have... Republican or Democratic ties.
Who cares about the politics? We're talking about people dying.
Well, that's you go have government without politics.
I mean, I'm just saying. No,
it goes hand in hand.
No, with the death certificate, with that, it has everything like the time you die on there, and I mean, it's just really important.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
I never thought about counting the population that way, either or.
Well, so it was said that we have. See how long I can do it.
Symbols.
They thought that we only had 6 million, and apparently there's 8.2 billion. Excuse me. 6 billion. Now they're saying that we have 8.2 billion. So they just found like 2.2 billion people. I wish they'd find the money on the budget in the state of South Carolina.
Yeah, that was interesting.
who thought that would have been the whole year's budget?
What happened to those millions of dollars?
Where'd
they go?
Where them $2 billion at?
Yeah. Where's that? You would never convince me.
Oh, guys, I was using the wrong debit card. I didn't mean to take it.
If you take all of Atlanta, and all the surrounding. You're not going to convince me 9 million people live there. Where are they?
I don't want to see the proof either, but like
I want a head count.
That's bizarre to me.
That is a lot of people. I don't really kind of buy that there's over a million in the upstate here, just the upstate. Even though there's six in the state, I think, total.
You wait till about 7:30 when they show the traffic cam on 85, where they're all people? Sitting on both sides. Every day I see it, I thank the Lord that I don't have a job that makes me get out in it. I really, really do. And those of you that are getting ready to get into it or whatever, it's like the fact you ain't got out of your car yet and went up and kicked somebody's car or whatever, thrown rocks and batteries and things.
Kick it.
It's pretty amazing. I'm just saying I'm glad I don't have to get in it.
That could be a good argument for it.
But that's where I see all the people is in things like that. Like you just see. But they were saying that they're country. Not country folk, but like people that live out in the country, around the country of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the outskirts of town stuff. They're like, yeah, there's really no way to even guess that in other countries. Like, there's no way to even guess that.
God, are we ever going to be able to calculate that accurately?
I mean, it's always probably just been a guess. Like, even the stats of, like, the 1800s, that was a guess. Because, I mean... You think they actually went around to every single dwelling in the United States and knocked on the door, and they came to the door without a shotgun, first off, because this is the time where, people are marauders and land barons and all this stuff are just going in and screwing everybody over.
You can't go off food stamp applications, too, because if you look at those, there's like 30 people in one house.
I know.
You would hear that they would knock on doors and make people pay taxes back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they were there.
That's why Mary and Joseph were going to Galilee or Jerusalem.
Due diligence.
Going to pay their taxes.
I don't think they want to go now. They want to powder for a bit.
No.
Hostile territory.
I know. It's like, where do you... I guess they would electronically file now. We wouldn't have our Savior if they had to go live in a manger. Our manger party.
How many people live in here?
Who is in here?
Hello.
I got to go to work.
Time to get up.
Get up out of here.
Send around Civil War soldiers to do head counts.
Right.
How many of y'all live in here?
The three wise men would have been someone from the north, someone from the south, and then one of those Irishmen that came in and worked for the north.
Yeah. Boy, that lineage gets deeper and deeper, right, depending on who you talk to.
I love the longer you... Like, first off, it makes me resent school because I'm like, man, y'all didn't teach this stuff. But then I'm like, well, there's a lot to teach. To get into the side facts of, most northern men did not participate in the Civil War because they're like, yeah, I got a job now and we got textiles and stuff. They're like, oh, man, what do we do? Hey, Ireland, tell your people they can come over here. We'll give them a plot of land if they'll fight in our war.
We need fighters.
Germany, y'all interested?
I wonder what's left up to the... is the school board like, look, social studies teacher, you got to teach these three or four things. But other than that, you got a couple wild cards you can use.
Then send them out into the wild thinking that they know everything. Because I remember when people started in, and I was, ignorant to it or whatever, like 25 years ago, the stuff started about Christopher Columbus. Like, hey, man, I think it's bull crap. I don't think it happened or, it was already discovered or blah, blah, blah. And then you started to see the kind of tear down a little bit. Like, people don't even really acknowledge it anymore, say anything about it.
Don't talk about the three ships.
Yeah.
Unless they're listening in the Rage. It's the only shout-out they got.
The Maria?
Nina, the Pinta.
Santa Maria.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about any of that. I mean, who cares, though, at this point?
Yeah.
Much more interesting things have happened since. Now, the Italians, I apologize. I know you love Columbus. It's like y'all's 4th of July.
But like, Day. I thought he did it for the King of Spain, though, right? See, I thought that's what I was taught. But where was he really from?
I didn't go to Wade Hampton. I wonder if they taught it different. I wonder if...
Like they told us he was from Columbus, Georgia.
That's what it was.
They told us.
He did it all for the nookie, I was taught.
That's what... And they're still rolling now.
That was stupid, Matt. So it's Monday. We got a bunch of email we're going to get to in the mail sack. You can get in yours, theriseguys@aol.com.
There's going to be a lot more now. You dummies. What y'all do in school?
Well, they didn't have time to teach, you know, what it was.
I didn't have time to learn at all.
Like in church, I didn't know what was it called? What's the pestilence is supposed to happen? At the end.
Paige, gonna have to help you out on
not
that.
Not crickets. What is it? Lord, my mom would be so mad right now.
Oh.
I missed that Sunday.
Oh, it's like praying mantises, but can't think of what they're called now. Anyway.
Pestilence, they're grasshoppers, but I'm trying to think.
Yeah, but what do they call it in the Bible? Like these things are gonna be coming all over the place, you know, like in person.
Like that.
No, not like that. Not like you're punching yourself in the face. So anyway, we got a bunch to get it to. A whole lot of stuff.
I don't know what they are now. Bible grasshoppers.
It's not. I don't know how to look it up, and I don't have the time. I'll look it up during it. And for those of you that are taking my name in vain right now, you're talking about the Bible in a sense, so that's weird.
Locusts?
Yeah.
Locusts, that's what it is.
Yeah. Like Locust Hill, Locust Grove. It's like, why would you want to name your church after something that's going to happen in the bad times? Hi, come to Tribulation Church.
We got a lot of locusts.
Hellfire and Brimstone Baptist Church.
Sounds like a buffet.
I think it's like crickets and grasshoppers and stuff.
Welcome to Hellfire and Brimstone. 2-for-1, ribeye Sunday.
We're having a fire sale. 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLCMotors.com phone lines. You can use it to call us. You can use it to text us. But either way, don't text and drive. The choice is yours. They're going out tonight.
Uh-uh.
Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, I'm going to tell you that you can be in the bathroom too long.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have been this morning.
Yes.
I've heard that before. You can sit there so long you'll give yourself hemorrhoids just sitting in that position with your, you know,
ooh,
whatever's pooched out.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Well, do you have them?
I might have a few big ones now if that's the case.
Yeah. I'll take a look during the break.
And did you know there's a time limit with United Airlines? So we'll talk about what happened on this flight.
That's probably to combat mile high joiners.
Oh, yeah, hooking up.
Yeah. Probably so. All right, we'll find out about that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Happy Monday, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day, whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day or new shoes for her favorite salsa class. Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So I was shocked when I heard this story that there is a time limit on the bathroom on an airplane. I did not know that.
It's like an internal timer, right? You're like, I can't be in here too long because somebody else is going to want to.
Have you ever used the restroom on an airplane?
Oh, plenty of
just
times.
Just pee.
God, I never have.
Yeah. I didn't have a whole lot of room.
I sit there and just like convince myself, all right, clean yourself out before you get on here and.
Oh, yeah. You see, number two, no, I would be afraid because people could smell, you know, if you did that. Like, you'd sneak up the whole cabin.
Well, I mean, like, at all. Like, it's such a pain in the butt to get up and move.
You know what I saw over the weekend? Our favorite account, me, you, and Bart, like to follow on Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
The guy now, he's arcing one over, and the dude, he hula's up under it.
Oh, like, over the guy?
Yeah, like, he's...
Well, at the end, it would have kind of got it.
That's why he had to hurry up and go.
Oh, no. That's too much,
that's
Bart.
That's talent.
Long distance pissing.
Wow.
It's an Olympic event.
I did not know that. I don't think I can compete
in
that.
Well, they made breakdancing.
I know.
That one. I don't think I'll compete in that event.
Oh, you have to. You got to at least try. Do it for your country, damn it.
Yeah, I would do it for my country, but I don't think I'd win. Sometimes it's...
She didn't get the golden medal, but she got a golden shower tonight at 6.
Tonight at 6. Right after the weather, hey, it's going to rain buckets coming up.
Sometimes
it just goes downward, so it's not going to arc.
Well, it depends on how you're setting.
They'll hang you off of a skylift or something.
Where is this going?
Over Gatlinburg.
Well, let's begin the story with a 20-year-old man who's suing United Airlines after a pilot opened the bathroom door and yanked him out.
Oh,
for taking too long.
Oh, out.
What?
He just opened the door.
Wow.
Customer
Join
service,
the club. Hello? I didn't even realize.
Are you in there?
I didn't know this was joining the club. The pilot was going to, you know, facilitate.
Like, what club is it if you just go up there and Joe yourself?
I don't know.
I don't know why this matters, but in the story, he's a 20-year-old Orthodox Jew man. He's a Jewish man. Why does that matter? From New Jersey, he's suing United Airlines. He claims that this pilot did that to him, yanked him out of the bathroom for taking too long, and it happened January 28th while flying home from a trip to Mexico with a friend.
Oh, and then he had some revenge going on, right?
Well,
who was flying the plane when he walked to the back to tell him to get out of the toilet?
That's a good point.
Co-pilot.
Oh.
There's two of them.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
This is your pilot speaking. I'm going to go to the bathroom and yank this guy out of here.
Out.
The
out.
The co-pilot has two. You know, in case one pilot has a heart attack, you need another one.
Oh.
This is your captain speaking. Did somebody fart? Because it's up here in the cabin. We will crash this plane.
I've had an awful day, guys. You can't see the traffic up here. And it ain't just airplanes. It's drones.
Well, this is...
We got no controller. They're on break.
Aliens. This is how the story began.
We're fired.
A flight attendant woke his friend up from a nap and told him to go check on this guy because he had been in the bathroom for 20 minutes.
Well,
I mean, look.
I mean, I've been there.
I didn't know that there's a time limit. Go ahead, fat boy.
I mean, it's when it gets going real good.
After 20 minutes?
Well, right around that mark, you know.
Yeah, in New York, they had those self-cleaning public restrooms, and they're timed. Because if you ain't out of there, they start shooting water everywhere. I'm serious. It's like you go, it's self-cleaning. So, I mean, if you've ever been to public restrooms, you know, like at a city or state level. Well, no, it's just not ever cleaned.
Oh.
It's usually... You know, piss about and stuff.
Okay, so the guy yelled through the door that he was fine, just constipated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
So I don't know what happens if you're sitting there for 30 minutes.
He was just rocking back and forth.
Oh, my God.
Captain's got to put on a glove and get the hook.
Yes. I need a dry martini in here, please.
This is your captain speaking.
So his friend.
Are there any passengers with big fingers? Please report to the bathroom.
What if we hook a parachute to it and open the back door?
Oh God! Just
exactly. Like they do with people's teeth. Close the door real fast. See if it.
I'm gonna hook it, sir. Can you give us a little bit? Can you give us enough to hook?
Excuse me, Captain. Do you have any wrenches up there? Maybe some channel locks.
All right. So the pilot got involved after he had. He had
jerked that guy off in the bathroom.
10 minutes later, so it was out 30 minutes total. And according to the lawsuit, the pilot started screaming and demanding him to come out immediately, then broke the lock and opened the door. The guy's pants were obviously around his ankle, and his junk was on full display for everybody to see.
Nice.
He says the pilot, flight attendants, and several passengers got a view of what he was doing.
If any passengers can go kick this fella in the stomach and get something going, you get the free Sky Miles for life.
Thank you, Shirley.
That's terrible.
Oh, wait a minute. He told me not to call him that anymore.
So he and a friend got handcuffed and escorted off the plane when it landed in Houston, and airport cops put them in a holding cell but eventually released them without filing charges. So we don't ever know if he had his proper bowel movement or if he was constipated then. Handcuffed, but all the same, a jury will decide if they deserve to get paid or not, and if so, how much. United declined to comment on this lawsuit.
Huh. It does seem some kind of damages are in order, right? I hate being on the jury that gives people money, though.
I mean, what?
I
what
if be on this.
Okay, look at the other side of
you'd
this.
You'd hate to work for the lottery commission. You're like, damn it!
Here, what sign
if,
it.
What if you had violent diarrhea?
Well, I've been there.
And you had been in the bathroom for 30 minutes, which you could be, and you'd be afraid to go outside because you leave a trail.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're pulling it with you. Like, I would flush like 10 times.
I'd be the guy in the
I'd just be sucking air out of the room down the toilet.
Be the guy in the lottery picture flipping off the winner when he's smiling for the cameras.
Oh, yeah.
It would be terrible.
Oh, hey.
I'm sorry.
No.
But it's important to know these things because it could happen to you.
Yes.
Anyone, not you.
I've been constipated before. I know.
We've actually pulled the turd if anybody would like to take a picture.
Oh.
The biggest turd in the
photo
sky.
Ops in the Sky Lounge.
Oh, my God. All right, Mom Page, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you so much. We had more Marlboro Miles than we did Delta Miles as a family.
You did.
Garbage bags full.
Garbage bags full of them, man. Don't throw them away. Remember when people would go through trash? I remember literally seeing people go through trash and pulling them out and cutting off the Marlboro Miles.
Wow.
Like you could have the nice jacket, you know, but you're monging around talking like this every time you put it on. Oh, I mean, God. I was thinking that jacket better.
They should have, instead of giving out those cool denim jacket and stuff, had like cool oxygen tanks that you could carry around with you.
In the event that you'd get lung cancer.
Right.
Marlboro oxygen tanks.
Hey, this is 10% off for chemo down the road.
Wow.
It just or
it's pricey.
Somebody else had Camel Cash. That was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't smoke Marlboro.
No, they did have cool jackets. Yeah. I mean, like those that had like Joe Camel on the back at the casino.
Those were cool.
Badass. I don't know where I'd wear it though. Because I'd like... You look like you smoke cigarettes if you wear that. I mean, obviously, like, no, man. I just like camel cartoons, okay?
They had the shoes, too, the camel toe flip-flops.
Yeah.
You could get those.
Paige, thank you again. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
Well, this Wayne Gretzky statue has seen better days. We'll tell you what. Well, actually, we don't know who did what to it. We know what happened to it. We just don't have a guilty party.
Is it in Canada?
It is in Canada. And, think something similar to the story Paige just said.
Wayne Gretzky's constipated.
Jesus.
You could be a lot closer than you know.
He's going to be waiting a little longer to take the great one tonight at 6.
He might want to. That was good.
Thank you. All right. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party. Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines. Shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles.
God, that'd be good right now.
God, it would be some bow rounds in this bitch.
Oh.
Get you a hot Cindy Vicky.
Mm.
Or if you want the gravy, you might want the gravy. I don't know.
Nah, I want some of them strawberry biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this day in sports history, way back in 2019, Gronk announced his retirement. From the end, he is awful on TV.
Yeah, he is. He is. Although I'm sure he's laughing all the way to the bank, but like I would be tired of being typecast a moron.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Jim Varney wanting to be taken seriously in Hollywood, but still.
I mean, it's like every time Gronk opens his mouth, it's just his timing's a little off. His thoughts are kind of all over the place.
Even on the Super Bowl, it's like he's played in a bunch of these. He knows, and it was still kind of like, I don't know.
Man, we got to do the death of freaking George Foreman.
Yeah.
This happened over the weekend,
you
Friday.
You know what? When you text me that, Fat Boy.
That's so sad.
I went right to Wikipedia and you know, see the cause of try death and everything. It. No, but it was already, like, whatever it means when Wikipedia is being held up, not, like, robbed, but... It said people were trying to report that he was dead, but they did not have the proof yet. They were not allowing the Wikipedia to be changed. So you told me before even Wikipedia would agree. So good job.
Guess who told me?
Rico.
Rico got me. I'm like, no way, man. You're making it up now at this point.
The Death Reaper Rico.
I think Rico kills these celebrities.
Wouldn't that be like an incredible story?
And then he immediately texts me.
Like it comes into like, you know, like this competition. Oh, man, you broke the so you start killing famous people to be able to break the news to everyone else.
I don't know how he finds out so fast.
Yep.
But I'm thankful for it. So he was 76 years old.
Big George.
We just talked about him recently because there was a fight he did not want to take. And I can't remember who it was now.
Hmm.
But he was a two-time world champ and Olympic gold medalist. Made a comeback in 1987 at the age of 38.
Yeah. Yeah, he
He had a great episode of Sanford and Son, too, that he was on back in the day.
Is he going to box Red Fox?
No, he's there to be in a play with Lamont. It didn't make sense at all, yeah.
That's the name of the play.
Like, look, the Lamont halfway wanted to be a woman, I think. I mean, he was. Remember, he was. Well, I don't know how much you watched of it, but he was always dancing and always. You know, only women dance.
I got to go back and watch some.
Not true.
Some of the shows I was not allowed to watch.
Oh. For what reason?
Well, maybe they came on too late. Or,
oh, okay.
So I got to go back and I got a list, man. I never watched Columbo. I wasn't alive.
Oh.
I wasn't born.
Man, I mean, maybe you'll love it. I don't know.
I think I would. I like Big Dummy, even though he hated Red Fox. So this statue of Wayne Gretzky outside the Northlands Coliseum, which is in, I believe, Edmonton. He was an Oiler.
Yeah, and a king.
Yeah, an Oiler and a king. I always forget what Canadian team he played for, but it was an Oiler. Well, Wayne upset a lot of his fellow countrymen because he is a big Trump guy. Loves Trump. Big supporter. So, this statue, somebody covered it in human doo-doo.
Oh, Lord.
It's the best way I can explain it. It says feces. I don't like that word. It is everywhere, man. It looks like this sucker's in camouflage trying to go hunt somebody in the woods. And look, there's like a big blob of it right where his chest is. I guess it fell down. Or somebody had a round two and just...
The left, the people that were, wear your mask, protect yourself, are rubbing doo-doo all over. I mean, like, think about this, the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of being healthy and sick. Or sick, rather. And then, like, that's what they go do.
Some people are saying, I thought people had more class. They don't know who did it. I guess they're going to look at security footage. I don't know. But do you already have it ready, or are you sitting there like, you know, guns blazing, if you know what I'm saying?
What if it was Mark Messier?
It might have been whoever his enemies were in hockey.
Right.
God, yeah. He got traded in 1988, sent him to the Kings. I would love to see I bet Wayne laughed at this. I'm sure he would.
Yeah, because I don't think he lives in Canada anymore.
Nope. I'm pretty sure he's somewhere in California, right? Golfing every day.
Yeah. I think he's got a house at the Cliffs.
Golfing with his son-in-law, Dustin Johnson, who took terrorist money to play golf. But, hey,
well,
I would have to, be honest with you.
WWE, I mean.
Is they going to merge at some point? We out of here, man. But look at this statue. Aww. Can you see how much mud
You're
is on
such
his
a tease.
Face?
Well, I mean.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Somebody must have had bags of it they took in already. And just like, with their hands, just throwing it.
I've seen the big, over the weekend, I saw the big trend of
Shin Yun.
People. First off, I didn't know that Teslas had auto sensor cameras on the rear views. Or not rear views, but the side mirrors.
They look like top hats.
Well, but anytime anybody walks near your car, it will start taping like a Ring doorbell. And which is... It's like they knew this was going to happen because all these people that are, you know, anti-Elon and all this stuff are in public keying the cars.
Oh, yeah.
A Tesla.
Dude, they're blowing them up, too.
And they're getting checked. I mean, they're getting caught on video. And there's this one guy that, like, works for Uber Eats that he's, like, the one they keep catching on video of doing it. Like, he's wearing like pajama pants and flip flops, and he's coming out of Olive Garden, and he's just walking down with like a box cutter, just slicing down the side.
Some of these people don't care.
Some people might not buy the car out of political reasons either. They may just say, you know what, blah blah blah, I want a Tesla, and then you got this prick out there doing that. Like, my God, you let me catch you doing that. I will put a hot ball in you and drag you in the car.
Somebody else's car?
No, I don't care about anybody else's car. Goodness.
Yeah.
All right, good. We're going to go to break. We will go to break, and we will come back. And, I mean, you got something going on, something you want to talk about? You can call us, 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy was mentioning something that I didn't realize was as bad as it was until I got in here is the freaking fires, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. This is going on around the world, to be honest with you, especially locally, but Yeah.
But is
everywhere.
It, is it, you know, we, what we were saying about Myrtle Beach being on fire, like we found out that was, you know, kind of blown out of proportion. Is it, I just wonder with the inundation of news now, is that where that comes from? Because, you know, wildfires, I've heard about my whole life in California and never heard about international wildfires ever.
Oh, yeah. This
when,
is
when there's low humidity and a lot of wind, it happens.
This is huge.
I know.
I don't know how close Paige's property is to what's going on, but thousands of acres of Table Rock.
God.
Thousands.
Suffered enough.
0% containment last time I checked.
And is this just natural?
Oh, no. Not that one. That was, they think, started by four teenagers.
From what country?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
Huh.
They have not released, like, any of their... That's... Which is probably a good thing, because I don't know what you're looking at as far as jail time goes for this.
Well, yeah. The governor says you will have mandatory... This is a state of emergency, so if you're doing some burning and you get caught, you're going to jail.
That's what happened in Myrtle Beach. She was burning in her yard.
Burning her yard up, yeah.
But everywhere, man. Florida, Polk County, South Korea.
What?
There have been fires everywhere.
If there were in North Korea, we wouldn't hear about them, though, right?
I would go start it if it was.
Okay. Well, I thought it was Billy Joel.
I apologize, Looper. I know you're Korean.
All right. If you know anything, or if you want to talk about that, 1-800-774-0093. It seems boring to me. I don't want to talk about it. But we can.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class.
Or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.